The Civic Center is working on this year's upcoming events. Two events are the Bird Fest and Bear Fest coming up this spring.
Well, this year we have the Bird Fest once again that we're going to be having from April 28th to May 1st. And we're looking forward to that. We've already started putting the agenda together for that, trying to bring in some artists and some speakers so that we can make it an interesting and educational at the same time and fun for the kids. And a lot of the events will happen here at the Nolan Center, so it'll be a good time. July, we have the Bear Fest for the second annual Bear Fest, and that'll be taking place from July 27th through the 31st. And Sylvia Edifaw is kind of the spearhead for that. She did a wonderful job last year, and we're hoping to have as good, if not better, of a turnout this year. And we're hoping to have music again and speakers and just a lot of good activities and fun and food.
Other events coming up that will be at the Nolan Center is the Wrangell Health Fair on April 2nd, a piano concert on April 3rd, and on April 8th, 9th, and 10th, the Salvation Army will be holding a conference. Henson says she is working to market the Nolan Center in a way that will bring more niche groups and individuals to the area.
I've been promoting us to small meeting markets, trying to bring in meetings, and I have been doing that for the last couple of years. I've also done some door-to-door, I guess you'd call it, door-to-door sales in Juneau and Anchorage to some of the government agencies and private organizations, trying to make them aware that we have this type of a facility here and in hopes of bringing them here, which brings economy into the community.
Henson says she's seeing more individual travelers and RV travelers coming through the Nolan Center. She says she's gotten a positive reaction from many who visited the center.
First thing they say is they're amazed that we have something like this in a community our size, and what a beautiful place it is and what an asset it is to the community. And people who have had meetings here are always, you know, they're thrilled with the event that they've had. They've been very happy. And we've had really positive feedback. And we have repeat customers, which is nice. So I think that people are just amazed that we have this type of thing here in town. It's a one-stop kind of place. You can, you know, visit the museum. We have our visitor center here. People get to, you know, just get a feel for Wrangell information while they're here. And because it's a nice facility, you know, the community likes to hold their functions here. We've seen more in the independent traveler in the last few years, which is really nice. They come through either on the ferry or in their own yachts. The city has a booth at the Seattle Boat Show, and we meet a lot of people, and I know that that has had a direct effect on bringing yachters into Wrangell. But we've had more and more of the RV people coming through on the ferries, so I think this year is going to be better than last year. I see quite a few people coming into town, and it should be very exciting.
Henson noted there should be a number of new cruise lines coming through Wrangell this summer. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.